Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Warrior's Word with Wisconsin Lutheran head football coach Dennis Miller. The Warrior's Word is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Wisconsin Lutheran coach questions about the Warriors, football or sports in general, or just seek the coach's wisdom about life events that are going on. In this week's episode, the coach discusses Senior Day this week. He tells us what's the scariest costume he's ever worn for Halloween. And the coach shares his thoughts on why he believes God loves each one of us so much. So let's join the Warrior's Word. Well, let's welcome back Coach Miller. Coach, I'm still with you. We didn't find a replacement for me yet, so you're kind of stuck with me.
That's awesome, Rob. I was hoping I'd get your call here.
Why don't you have some team updates for us if you have any?
You bet. I think always the biggest, best update is regarding injuries. And we came out of Saturday's game without any significant injuries at all. We had a couple of contusions and, you know, that sort of thing, but nothing that's going to keep anybody off the field. So really, really happy about that, especially this time of year. The wear and tear starts getting to kids, and we've been able to stay reasonably healthy at this point.
Well, let's talk about last week's game. A big loss against Aurora. I know that's a very disappointing loss for you, but this Aurora team you knew was coming in was really good.
Yeah, they were a good team, and it was a disappointing loss, and they were a good team. Both those statements are true. You know, we made them look a little better than they were by some of the errors that we made. That was probably the thing that is most disappointing about that particular game is unforced errors, you know, things of just kind of carelessness at times. We had turnovers. We've been actually pretty good regarding turning the ball over, not very much at all. And the last two games, we've turned it over a lot. So we've got to fix that, because good teams like Aurora or anyone else will take advantage of short fields, and that's what happened on Saturday.
Despite the loss, are there things that you look at in this game that you want to build off of for these last 2 weeks of the season?
Oh, yeah, there definitely are. I think, you know, number one, the one thing that we did a great job at is just continuing to play hard throughout the game. I mean, the score was lopsided, and oftentimes when it goes that way, you can see, you know, kind of wandering eyes, and the focus isn't there and the attention isn't there. And, you know, our guys weren't that way at all. They were playing hard. We got a number of guys into the game late in the game, getting opportunities they wouldn't normally get. And they played hard as well. So I think the takeaway is that, you know, we really have high character kids that are going to keep battling. And I love that, because if you have that, you always have a chance. And that's certainly something to build on.
Who were the players of the game for you?
Our defensive player of the game actually was the same guy as the week before, Cam Wolf. He's put together two really, really outstanding games. Had a number of tackles, I think 6.5 solo tackles himself, and that's pretty good for a defensive lineman. He had a tackle for loss, so he's continuing to play very well. Our offensive player of the week was Tyree Gamble. He's one of our slots, and it was really fun to watch him play, because for the first time this year, he sprained an ankle early in camp, and you know, battled through it and didn't really miss any playing time because of it. But I think Saturday was the first time we got a chance to see him at full strength, good ankles, able to cut the way he normally can, and very dynamic player. And he really had some nice plays and good catches on Saturday. And then Devontae Jones was our special teams player. Really a significant block punt to start the second half, and nearly returned it for a touchdown. Certainly wish he would have, because we weren't able to get it in after that. But really a high-energy play, and made a great play in that one.
You close out the season with back-to-back Concordias, taking on Concordia Chicago this week. Your thoughts on what you're looking for from your team for this week?
Well, it's Senior Day. And so that's a big deal. What I want our players to do this week is play with confidence. I think when you get on a losing streak, you start doubting yourself and doubting what you're capable of doing, and and not taking advantage of opportunities that are there. And it's very important for us to play with confidence, to come out and realize that if we do things the right way, we're a good football team and we're going to make good plays. So that's one of the main things that I'm looking for this week, and then just really to come out and play for Senior Day.
You mentioned that it is Senior Day and last home game for your seniors. What's that feeling like for you?
Well, it's really a melancholy feeling because, you know, I admire seniors in football. I believe this very much and would say it if I was had a room full of coaches from different sports. It's hard to be a senior in football because it's a hard sport. You've got injuries to deal with almost on a weekly basis. A lot of stuff you have to go through to get to be a senior in college. And so to say goodbye to those guys the last time on our home field is it's tough. It's exciting and it's great to have this special game with them. And by the same token, you know, when they take off the jersey for the last time, that's the last home game they're going to play. So it's a big deal to me and our coaching staff, and I really believe it's a big deal to our whole football team.
And Coach Taylor at Hamline University tells me, it doesn't matter what level you play at in college football, that you're playing college football makes you a pretty special person.
It does, and that is a true statement. I think sometimes we don't really recognize how hard it is. And to me, the very easiest way to do it is you look at, you know, you're going to have a senior or a recruiting class of, you know, 35 to 50 guys, depending on the year. And by the time they're seniors, you've got a huge senior class if you've got 15 kids. So just the natural attrition that takes place, it's pretty special when you get to be a senior in college football.
Well, let's head to fan questions this week, and we start with Mark. He says, Coach, last week you answered a question about losing such a good and mature group of seniors. Do you start looking at who would be the leaders for next year right now?
Well, I don't know if you – first of all, I think we kind of have an idea on who the leaders for next year are going to be. You can see those kids rise, and it, you know, you can just pay attention in the locker room or on the field, and you see who the alpha guys are in those groups, people that are attracted to other people and that are going to follow them. So you pay attention to that. But aside from that, this is still 2018, and we're still moving forward in 2018, and the guys that are seniors right now or the guys that are leaders, they don't necessarily have to be seniors, they're the ones that are kind of in charge of this season.
Lee would like to know, he says, I don't know whether Montgomery, I guess that's Ty Montgomery from the Packers, was supposed to take the ball out of the end zone on Sunday or not, but I wonder how you would feel as a coach to know a player on your team took that situation to the media instead of confronting the player himself.
I wouldn't like that at all. I think pretty much every coach likes to have that locker room mentality that, you know, what goes on in the locker room stays in the locker room. I think it's kind of a cowardly way to do things, to anonymously make a comment and not attach your name to it. So I wouldn't be happy with that at all. Although I understand Montgomery was traded today. That was at least something that came across.
We have a couple from Brent for you. The first one is coaching at the Division III more enjoyable than other levels?
No, I don't think it necessarily is more enjoyable or less enjoyable or anything. I think they're all great. You know, I had a real unique opportunity when I came to WLC back in 1998. You know, we actually started the program, and I was leaving a Division II head coaching position to come here, and I remember reaching out to a guy that he's an old name in football, but anybody 35 or older would probably know him. His name is Sam Ratigliano. Excuse me. He was the head coach at excuse me. He was the head coach at Liberty University. He'd been an NFL head coach, and I sent him a letter. That was before emails. And said, you know, what do you think about going from one level to the next, and did you find anything different about it? And he said, if you get caught up in the kids and not the level, you're going to be the happiest guy ever. And I think that was good advice, because I've had great experiences at all the levels, and I think they're all very enjoyable.
Wow, before email, like way, way, way back 20 years ago or something.
Way back. Yes, it was. Snail mail.
Brent would also like to know, how do you feel the way you have to coach changes when there are scholarships and so much money involved?
You know, there are differences, obviously, but I think that the thing that with scholarships and so on, you certainly have the kids' attention in ancillary things to football, such as study tables and weight trainings and those sorts of things, because they recognize that scholarships can be lifted and the money removed if they're not taking care of business and doing the things they're supposed to do. So I think that changes how you coach in a way. But as far as on the field and from August to November, I don't think it's a lot different.
Jack would like to know, what sport do you follow when you are not coaching?
You know, my favorite sport when my season ends is still college football. I love college football. I certainly enjoy the NFL and so on. I like NBA playoffs. So I just like sports in general. I think it's just a great diversion.
Next up is Jared, who says, Coach, did you see that crazy catch the Miami Dolphins player made this last weekend? Have you ever seen anything crazier?
You know, I have not seen it, so I'm going to have to YouTube it. I've heard about it. I was listening to a sports reporter describe it, but I haven't seen it. But it sounds like it was really, really quite a catch. And the thing that I had heard is, unfortunately, it was disqualified because of a penalty, so it's not going to go down in the record books, but I heard it was really something.
Linda says, what are your thoughts on concussions and whether football is really a safe sport to play?
Well, certainly concussions are real and certainly a lot more prevalent than they used to be in terms of the ability to determine whether you've had a concussion or not. I think a lot of measures have been put into place, both in terms of the kind of equipment. You know, when I think of the type of helmet that, you know, that I use when I started first playing, those suspension helmets, and then they went to the water helmets, and now they've got this high-tech stuff. I think a lot of things have been done to make it as safe as possible. So, you know, if I had a young son, I would definitely be excited about him playing football. And football's a contact sport. Things happen, but I still think it's a safe sport to play.
Here's an interesting question. Drew would like to know, he says, there seems to be a lot of discussion and research about the benefits of medical marijuana. Do you think it would be good to allow players to use this?
Well, no. I mean, medical marijuana, medicinal marijuana, and then players using it, I'm not sure if they're drawing the connection between needing it for pain or whatever, but I'm not in favor of legalizing it. It just is another problem that we're going to make more accessible. So definitely not in favor of that. I think as a college coach or, you know, anybody that has to deal with young athletes, that would be kind of a nightmare to have to deal with.
Greg would like to know, as football is winding down at the high school level, what do you recommend high school athletes do to stay in shape? And do you recommend that they take a few months off from all sports to rest their bodies?
I don't recommend they take a few months off from all sports to rest their bodies. I think, to me, the best thing that you can do is play multiple sports or do multiple different things to stay in shape and so on. I think repetitive movements, you know, like always throwing a pass or always kicking or always doing something, eventually wears your joints out and that sort of thing. So I think the more diverse things you can do are better. I think a little rest is great. I think when the football season ends and you take a few weeks off before you start some conditioning and weight training and that sort of thing is awesome. But I would not recommend a few months off, and I would recommend just doing a variety of different things to stay involved athletically.
Ian would like to know, the scariest thing you ever dressed up for Halloween.
You know, not a big Halloween guy over the years, so I don't know. I grew up on a farm. It seems like one time I went trick-or-treating as a pheasant hunter. So that this day and age, you wouldn't want to be walking around with a gun or anything. But back in the little rural community I grew up on, that was okay back in the day. So that was probably the scariest thing I've ever done with Halloween.
Ian would like to know if you've ever pulled a trick on someone at Halloween.
I'm sure that I did, knowing me, but I can't remember what it was. So I'm guessing yes, but I don't have a good story.
Sam says, I have always judged people according to how they care for their pets. So what should my thought be about you?
Oh, you should love me, Sam. I had dogs growing up. Now, if you're a cat guy, you probably don't like me very much, Sam. But I had dogs growing up all the time when I was on the farm and had my own. We had our own dog before we had kids, and I love dogs. So I think we'd get along good, Sam. Unless it's a cat deal, then probably not.
Sean says, Coach, have you ever thought about why people deny there is a God? They say it was invented for superstitious reasons, but why would people do that at all?
Well, it starts with why a lot of these bad things happen, and I guess sincerely it's just there's a lot of sin out there. You look at Doubting Thomas in the upper room, and he was around him all the time, and unless I can put my hands in his side and... You know, I think there's a lot of people that just unless they can see it and touch it and know it for sure, they won't believe in stuff. You know, it's a great example of faith. Having faith, then it's probably sadly a great example of not having faith.
Tom would like to know, what is the expectation you have for players in their own search for faith?
Well, I have a high expectation regarding my role in that. I really have always looked at coaching, whether it's here at this very special Christian school, Wisconsin Lutheran College, or even at the other colleges that I've been at, as a real mission field, a real mission opportunity to help players in their search for faith. You know, and I think that goes with being a role model for them. I think it goes with talking about faith and talking about God and the role it plays in our life and all that sort of stuff. So I have a lot of expectations to try to help the players in their search.
So here's your real deep question for today. Tess says, why do you think God cares so much about us? We do so much wrong, it boggles my mind to think he still cares.
Man, I agree. I agree with you, and all I can say is the essence of God is love. I mean, that's who he is. That's what he's about. I think when we try to wrap our human mind around it, we just can't, because when somebody wrongs us, the first thing we want to do is get back at them or write them off or whatever, and God is just there all the time and wants us to have a happy, good life and, you know, bring us to heaven. So it's kind of mind-boggling for me as well, but I think the essence of God is love, and that's why he does it.
And, Coach, what are we praising the Lord about today?
You know, because we're talking each week as a result of football and that sort of thing, I'm praising the Lord just by being surrounded by supportive people, starting with my wife and my family and friends and everything else. You know, when you go through a tough stretch of football, and we certainly are in the midst of that right now, it's really great to have people that support you and encourage you and root for you, and so I'm very, very thankful to the Lord for those people in my life.
That's excellent. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
Rob, thanks. Have a great week.
We want to thank Coach Miller for joining us on The Warrior's Word. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Wisconsin Lutheran coach, please send them to us at DennisMiller@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. That's DennisMiller@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Monday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Support, and we'll see you next time on The Warrior's Word.